The following
program is for entertainment and basic informational purposes only. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, WPRV Radio, its management, or staff. This is Rhode Island's longest-running financial talk show, Money Talk with Don Soa. With market insights and so much more, talk to Don now at 437-5000 or 1-888-345-0790. This is Money Talk with Don Soa.
And we welcome you to a brand new week here on the Money Talk program. I am Don Soa, delighted to have you sharing your drive time home with me right here on AM 790. We're taking your calls here. Yeah, our producer's even here. He'll pick up the phone, 437-5000. That's the local number, 888-345-0790. That is the toll-free number. That's 888-345-0790, local number 437-5000. Let us know if you've got a question. Well, if you can't chat with me about it, he'll plug it into my screen here. He'll let me know what the question is, and we'll address it as soon as we can. If you are in a position where you can talk and it's safe to do so, well, let him know. We will get you on as quickly as we can and try to the best of our ability, answer any questions you might have or maybe even help you formulate some really good questions that you might be using to ask your financial advisor if you're working with one. Yeah, we do here on the Money Talk program for the last 26 years been encouraging you to work with a professional. And of course, that means you have to do some homework of your own to figure out who is and who is not a good professional. But they're out there, lots of great people. And we want you to be able to create a wonderful partnership with an appropriate professional so that you can make great decisions. Because, you know, the world has gotten more complicated. I've been in the field, the money and the finance field, for, you know, going on 35 years now. Now I'm getting old. But the radio show now, we are probably one of the longest running, ongoing, uninterrupted financial talk programs in the country. And, you know, we've seen an awful lot of change occur over that 2.5 decades or better. And the way in which information is disseminated, the way in which you receive it, and perhaps the nature of the information that you need, the way you need to use it, has changed. And so we have to do some work here on our end as well. We even, a couple of years ago, with the onset of the Get Back to Basics show on Tuesdays with my daughter, Donna Allard, she said, let's get back to that original Get Back to Basics show that you used to do in the early days, which said, you know, what is the difference between an app, you know, the difference between a stock and a bond? And, you know, I know we're not insulting anybody's intelligence by saying that there are people out there who actually don't really understand what a mutual fund is. How does it work? The fact that there are numerous different kinds of funds today, that can make it a little bit confusing too. But don't be shy. If you had a question, there's no stupid questions as far as I'm concerned on the Money Talk program. And over the many, many years, that's reaffirmed that a great many people are out there listening who may very well also want the answer to the question that you've been so shy about holding inside. So feel free to give us a call again, 437-5000. This is Money Talk. The market ended slightly lower today. We saw some pressure caused by a rather rare and probably, in my opinion, short-sighted downgrade of what I admittedly is one of my favorite stocks and has been Apple, AAPL. Stock closed trading earlier at around $153.93 a share. In the after hours, it's up about 6 cents or so. So it's up almost at 154, just under that level. But yeah, it saw some pressure because of that rather rare, unusual, and I guess somewhat surprising downgrade. Apple is a very large company. It is a very large stock. It's worth a lot of money, and it represents a very large piece of the analytical pie for things like the Dow Jones, as well as the S&P 500, as well as the NASDAQ. It affects all three of them by going down. It's in that same category as some of the FANG stocks like Facebook and Amazon.com, Netflix, and Google, which is better known by its parent company name, Alphabet. The Dow Jones, as a result of all of this, as well as some other little activity, but yes, Apple gets some of the blame, was down about 22 points today. That was the lowest level of the day. It was down literally single digits most of the day. The S&P 500 was down about 0.12%. NASDAQ slipped about 0.16%. Again, just fractional moves here, but, you know, enough to notice, given that we've had some pretty decent consistency, marginal trading range over the last several trading days. But we've seen the NASDAQ, of course, being down after reaching an all-time intraday high anyway. Bob Lutz, who's Chief Investment Officer over at Cabot Wealth Management, said that two key elements supporting this market are the relative value of stocks versus other alternatives like bonds, and perhaps strong earnings growth. It's one of the reasons why there are people out there who are still bullish on the direction of the stock market. Let me say it again. It is the relative earnings of the relative value of the stock market compared to its alternatives. In other words, the stock market's more valuable than most of the other choices you might have. Low interest rates and low inflation at this point still make the valuations of the stock market less onerous. Bond market doesn't offer that much on the other side. And, of course, the potential for strong earnings, even with an economy not growing in a robust fashion, corporate earnings have been pretty impressive. Now, clearly, the market is more expensive today, and we've said this many, many times, more expensive compared to perhaps a few years ago. But earnings have justified the valuations, according to these analysts. Still, some traders are worried about the stock market rally, as a very large chunk of this year's gains have come from, as I mentioned a moment ago, just five really large technology companies. Now, the averages are making new highs, but that's because of that handful of stocks. If you take those out, we'd be either flat or maybe even slightly down for the year anyway, according to Peter Cardillo. He's with First Standard Financial. The S&P tech sector has pretty handily outperformed in the year 2017. The sector itself, technology, up about 21.4%, and that's an impressive number for roughly just shy of 6 months of activity. On Monday, today, the sector was up also, even with Apple down. The sector was up 0.3%, but a decline in Apple shares did put a little bit of a ceiling on just how well the tech sector could do. It wasn't going to go up dramatically. Apple stock dropped about 1% after Pacific Crest analyst. Now, I don't even know who the heck Pacific Crest is, but this must be a really important person, huh? Well, anyway, an analyst for Pacific Crest named Andy Hargraves, he decided that the stock Apple, well, he was going to downgrade that stock to what they call a sector weighting from an overweight. Now, that's not suggesting to anyone, by the way, that you sell something. I would suggest probably that it's sort of comparable to a hold. You've heard of the buy, the hold, or the sell recommendations. An overweight would be a buy recommendation. So if you don't own it already, buy some. If you own some of it, maybe you could buy more. A sector weighting or a hold means if you own it already, yeah, probably hold on to it. There's no compelling argument to get you to sell it. But he is saying if you're sitting on cash or you're looking for a place to put some cash to work, maybe Apple doesn't have, in his opinion, a lot of upside potential. In other words, if it's at 153, we don't see it going up to 160 or 170 during the remainder of 2017. Now, that's his opinion. Again, Andy Hargraves says we'll go to sector weighting from what was originally a overweight position. Now, he said that in one of his notes on Sunday. Hargraves said that the stock is not pricing, well, it's not pricing in any potential risks like perhaps supply issues with the upcoming new iPhone 8. So maybe it's priced not for perfection, but priced for, it's not priced for any surprises, I suppose. That's the way he would describe it. Now, he believes, you know, Apple anticipates strong performance. The people at Apple assume the iPhone 8 cycle will be very, very strong while providing relatively little weight to risks, through the cycle or the potential for iPhone sales to decline in the year, FY19, according to him. So 2017 and 18 may be okay, but maybe 19 won't be as strong as you think. But I said, geez, you know, is that a little overkill there? It certainly doesn't suggest to me that there's a downside from 153, 155 a share. My guess is this still upside even in his calculation. Now, investors, you know, also kept an eye on Apple's annual developers conference, which was all the talk today. I heard, you know, on CNBC and elsewhere. That's where the company reveals its new products. In economic news, the IHS Market, M-A-R-K-I-T, U.S. Services PMI, for the month of May came in around 53.6, which was up from 53.1 in the month of April, making it the largest rise in overall activity since the month of February. Obviously, good news. The May ISM non-manufacturing index, again, indices that showing activity in the economy, in the meantime, came in around 56.9, just below consensus estimate of 57. My guess is 56.9 and 57, I should think, are about the same. Folks, you're listening to the Money Talk program. I am Don Sowa. Thanks for tuning in to AM 790. Guess what? I'm going to be right back, so please stick around.
It's time for Dunkin' Donuts Regional Traffic, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Say hello to the new frozen Dunkin' Coffee, real Dunkin' Coffee, blended frozen, creamy, and smooth. Try a small for $1.99. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, limited time offer.
A little busy again as you're leaving town on 6 all the way out to 10. Stays busy on 10 southbound down past Union. If you're coming up 95 northbound, really not too bad. So you get to Thurber's Curve, a little busy there, heavier as you go by 195. 195 westbound, you're hung up from Pawtucket Avenue to the bridges. A little sluggish from the bridges into the split. 95 southbound, busy from Branch Ave through town. Again, slow down by 10 in Cranston. I'm Rich Teeter with your Right Now Traffic.
Sponsored by the Newseum. Today, the Newseum adds the names of 14 journalists killed in 2016 to its Journalists Memorial. Hashtag without news.
Competition Shooting Supplies on Benefit Street in Pawtucket is the only place to go for all your firearm needs. Competition Shooting Supplies has a huge selection of guns, new and used. All the best brands are there, including Glock, Beretta, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, and Sig Arms. Trade-ins are always welcome, and you can even take your blue card test right there at the store. Competition Shooting Supplies, 435 Benefit Street in Pawtucket. The best prices, the best selection, and the only place to go for all your firearm needs. CompetitionShootingSupplies.com.
Minutes of physical activity a day and eating well can help get your child healthy. So keep them active and eating well every day. Get ideas. Get involved. Get going at letsmove.gov. That's letsmove.gov. A message from USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2909. 800-506-2909. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2909.
Some teens have trouble just making it to graduation.
So we're at this shelter for battered women right now, but as of right now, I'm pretty much homeless. It's really hard, just especially the fact that I don't know where I'm gonna go home to every day after school.
I ran away myself, cause you know, I just want to leave all the problems away.
It's a lot going on at home. There's 10 people that live in the house with me, and sometimes I don't even have time to do a homework or study or anything for a test. So it gets very hectic.
But then I found out, face your fears. Like, just face them. Because if you keep running away, it's going to come worse. Like, it's going to be worse and worse. So just face it.
Even though we have different stories, it's like it's good that we can all come together and have one thing in common, and that's like to want to graduate. I might not walk. I might skip hop. I might cartwheel across the stage.
Give Kiara, Danny, and Rebecca the boost they need to graduate. Go to boostup.org and send them a message in your own words. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
You wouldn't want your meal shipped from another continent. Why would you want your favorite radio station streamed from across the globe? That's why AM790 created a super cool app that not only allows you to stream our best shows and music, but it also gives you access to great local deals like half-off top restaurants, concerts, and more. Just go to 790business.com and download our groovy cool app. Keep it local, keep it simple, keep it connected with 790business.com.
This is Money Talk with Don Sowa, exclusively on AM 790 Talk and Business.
And we welcome you back to the Money Talk program, everybody. I am Don Sowa, the host here of the Money Talk program. Glad to have you with us during your drive time home. Yes, we talk about the news of the day, and of course, I would imagine that the ongoing conversation all day long about terrorist activity in London and anywhere else probably in the European sector did put some downside pressure on the European markets. Our market was down just slightly today. Probably the great, as I mentioned earlier, the greatest pressure on it was one of the largest stocks trading on the New York Stock Exchange and the S&P, of course, is Apple, AAPL. And it dropped just marginally. It was still around 154 as we closed trading today, but it did go down a bit. And when a stock is that big and that important, yeah, it does affect the numbers a little, but it was only a little. Some analyst out there suggested that, the stock is priced for perfection, or at very least, it's not priced for the expectation of any negative potential surprises. Yet Apple is one of those odd companies that simply often surprises us in a positive way. So if the stock price pulled back a little bit, if it dropped below 150, I'd actually view that as a buying opportunity. The reason I say that is not since I think all of you should go out there and buy Apple. I think you should talk to your financial advisor, find out whether owning an individual stock, individual holdings in your portfolio is even appropriate. Not everyone has the temperament or the mindset to deal with the ups and downs of daily trading, and that can affect the price of individual stocks. This is one of the reasons mutual funds and exchange-traded funds have become so popular, is because you are, through diversification, in other words, don't put all of your eggs in one basket, you are splitting your risk. Many mutual funds can own 50, 70, 100 or more in stocks within the portfolio, representing several different companies, and that spreads out your risk. You'll look for general market conditions to do well. If the overall broad economy and broad market are doing well, then a basket filled with 100 great company stocks will probably do well. Does it make sense, though, out of 100 stocks that maybe, if 60 or 65 of them do well, and the other 35 either don't do much at all or even have some volatility on the downside, that you could still make money in that portfolio because you had more of the good ones in the plan than the bad ones? And of course, if it's a managed portfolio, it is the role of the research professionals and the managers to own, through diversity and through proper allocation, to own a solid enough blend of companies, and not all companies in the same sector. Although, admittedly, you can now, especially through exchange-traded funds, you can own a basket of stocks, a fund, an ETF, an exchange-traded fund, that will focus all of their selection criteria on a particular sector. You could be buying everything in the finance sector. You could be buying a basket of nothing but regional banks. You could buy a basket of pharmaceutical companies, or in other words, exchange-traded funds that focus clearly on one sector. Now, they're called non-diversified. That means, yes, you're making a guess. You're making a decision that may emphasize a specific sector, like the banking sector, the financial services sector, the healthcare sector, and even within healthcare, biotech or pharmaceutical or companies that deal with medical delivery. And that could include companies like Walgreens and CVS and a number of others where there are services. Broad companies in the healthcare delivery sector, like Johnson & Johnson, they're all companies. And yes, there's some wisdom to the idea that maybe a sector like that can do well as over 70 million baby boomers get into their 60s and 70s. You think it's a chance that the millions of us who are getting a little bit older, a little long in the tooth, that we may be using more and more medical products, even if it's stuff as simple as, well, if you ever go into a Walgreens or a CVS or any of these companies, you ever notice that you can get canes in there, you can get walkers in some cases, you get all the little tools that are there, bandages of one sort or another, as well as all those things that help you with the aches and pains that you have. And we're not even talking about the things that you have to go to the pharmacist counter for. We're talking about over-the-counter stuff. But anyway, that's what investing is about, in understanding or maybe attempting to identify areas that may do well. That's part of maybe one of your decisions, but some investors would rather just leave those decisions broadly to professionals. And if they do, even an index like the S&P 500, there is some professional input. In other words, somebody decided, well, what will the roughly 10 or so sectors of the S&P be? Could they change over time? Which stocks are listed in the S&P 500? Do those change over time? Yeah, well, at the end, periodically, based upon computer information, yes, it's done on computer, they go in and determine if the 500 largest publicly traded companies of the United States, well, is it possible that maybe number 500 on that list suddenly shrunk, is smaller, and maybe number 501, 502, 503, maybe they've grown? Do they deserve a place in the index? Well, maybe they do. So some of the ones that declined are pulled out of the S&P index, and the ones that grew are added in. Now, that's going to change the dynamics for a great many companies, because there's a lot of mutual fund companies out there, whether it's Fidelity or Vanguard or you name it. And what do they have? Yeah, they all have an index fund of one sort or another, and they might match the NASDAQ. They might match the small company index like the Russell. They might match the S&P 500 and a whole bunch of other indices that are out there that are created based on certain algorithms or models, which is fine. Or you may just simply say, look, I would like, because these are complex areas of investing, I'd feel better if I knew there was somebody, a professional in there kicking the tires. Well, fine, as long as you're willing to pay a little extra, as long as you understand that within that portfolio, there are individual researchers, there are people out there doing the record keeping, and there's perhaps a manager or a management team deciding which stocks or bonds belong in the portfolio. And yes, all of those added costs increase the expense ratio of the portfolio. So, hey, if the expense ratio happens to be 1%, and at the end of the year, the net return, the total return was 10%. Well, if the expenses are 1%, that means that they actually had to earn 11% gross to get you the 10. So that's what they're talking about when you hear the pundits say, you know, buying a managed portfolio, there has to be a little bit more. Well, basically, the managers have to get a higher rate of return if the index is only carrying, say, 10 basis points or 0.1%, but the managed account is carrying 100 basis points or 1%, you know, maybe the index fund takes on a little less risk to get the 10% because they don't have to offset the expense of the 1% that we're getting with the management team. But, you know, at least on average, historically, about 30% of those managed accounts will perform equally to or better than the index or the benchmark that they follow. But what do you want? I mean, when they obviously say the other side of that argument, you know, the glass is half empty argument, is that 70% of active managers don't outperform their index benchmark. So I guess the trick for you is to choose the 30% that does. Hey, folks, I'm Don Soh. We're taking a quick break here at halftime on the Money Talk program. It's AM 790, your home of talking business, and we will be right back.
This is Amy from Moriarty's Fence, the Invisible Fence brand pet safety experts. The Invisible Fence brand works for all dogs, all breeds, all ages. We start training puppies as young as 10 to 12 weeks old, and we also keep cats safe at home too. The key to our 27 years of success is our customer service and pet training support. Our installed outdoor safety solutions start as low as $799 and can be customized for your property. Call 800-225-0808 for a free design and pet consultation visit, or schedule online at MoriartyFence.com. At Moriarty's Fence, we work hard so you can rest easy knowing your pet is safe at home.
But it just makes sense.
Moriarty's Fence, 800-225-0808, keeping pets safe since 1986. Moriarty's Fence reminds you to support your local shelter, adopt, volunteer, donate.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something and... Oh, wait, hold on. I just got a text.
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. So many comments on my comment.
Hey, guys, check out my new video game.
Mom, what?
Huh?
Pew, pew.
What'd you say?
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome to Dial-A-Movie, your one-stop guide to what's playing. For the Hollywood blockbuster, anything but sunshine, press 1. For the romantic comedy, anything but sunshine, press 2. And for anything but sunshine...
You expect options everywhere else in life. Are you getting them when it comes to your medical treatment? Explore all your options and talk with your doctor about what's right for you. Knowing your options is the best option. Learn more at ahrq.gov. That's ahrq.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
So, what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either, and that is a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. Call 844-91-BIBLE.
This is Money Talk with Dawn Sowa, exclusively on AM 790 Talk and Business.
Well, I guess it's hard when you're dealing with a program like Money Talk, which deals not simply with investment dollars on Wall Street or maybe decisions you make about where to put your money at the bank or the credit union, but it also is affected by decisions that are made that are about your money, that either directly or indirectly affect your money, and those decisions are made out of Washington. Now, Washington affects our financial status through fiscal policy, which is the policies that come out of the White House, or very importantly, policies that come out of the White House and Congress together. That would be new laws. That could be not just banking, but that could be changes in regulation that affects our money. That could be issues related to taxes, tax liability, and everything. But there are some things that happen that you don't always think of in terms of, well, what will be the impact on me personally? There was a lot of talk this past week and over the weekend with the president pulling out of the Paris Accord, they called it. This is an agreement that all of the major countries in the world, especially the industrialized countries, all the countries, as a matter of fact, other than Nicaragua, apparently, and Syria, they all agreed to a series of guidelines. Now, of course, a lot of people didn't understand what the president was actually talking about. Some people are questioning whether the president knew what he was talking about when it came right down to the Paris Accords. If the president didn't like the rules and the perhaps regulations that the U.S. was embracing related to the environment, the Paris Accords didn't prevent us from changing that. So if that's the case, then what's the big hullabaloo? Well, ultimately, it's political, and it's people making statements one way or another. We're not going back, in case anybody was curious, to a coal-producing economy. There's only about 50 to 51, 52,000 jobs in the entire United States that are coal mining-oriented. In every major electric plant in the country that has not yet switched over to natural gas from coal burning is in the process of doing so, or will over the next 5 to 7 years do so, so that when we get into the 2025 range, roughly, pretty much every electrical plant in the country, any plant that used coal fire burning, will have switched over to natural gas. Now, granted, there's selfish reasons for that, and I'm not suggesting that the utility providers did it because they were deeply concerned about the carbon footprint that they create through burning coal. But they suddenly discovered that liquid natural gas is safer to handle and cleaner to handle, if that's a good thing, and I think it's a good thing. But more importantly, it's cheaper. It's easy to get, and boy, I'll tell you, somebody once pointed out, do you realize that North America, essentially, and that's the United States and Canada, we're the Saudi Arabia of natural gas? So guess what? I mean, there's some solid sensibility here, and that means that the demand for coal is not going to either return, and likely it's going to go down, which also means that these very risky, dangerous coal mining jobs are going away. Now, I think that the administration right now, instead of focusing on trying to figure out ways to get people to use more coal, instead should be figuring out ways to provide training, education programs, and training to create new jobs, maybe healthy, clean, and higher-paying jobs to all those people who are being removed from the coal mines, all of those coal mining jobs that are going away. We don't want to replace jobs. We want them replaced with good jobs, good solid paying jobs, good benefits, and good health. Now, the president announced last week that the U.S. was going to pull out of the Paris Agreement, which is a landmark international deal. It was signed back in 2015. It was going to limit global warming and dealing specifically with education globally about environmental issues, things that affect our water and our air and a lot of other stuff. Global warming is at the centerpiece of that. Now, the United States joins, as we mentioned a minute ago, only two countries, Syria and Nicaragua, that are rejecting the Paris Accords. The decision comes after the probably hottest year on record. It was 2016, in which temperatures were almost two degrees Fahrenheit warmer than the mid-century mean average. Scientists say that global temperatures will probably rise and can rise unless we do something, but by as much as 7 degrees Fahrenheit between now and the end of the 21st century. Now, it doesn't sound like a lot, but it is. It's meaningful. As climate change escalates, cities are starting, oh, and by the way, they're already doing this. This is not something that they're predicting. They're starting to build seawalls. It's not just New Orleans, by the way. Seawalls seeking new sources of water for areas that are now drought-stricken, and storm-proofing their infrastructure in preparation for higher degree temperatures and more melting, especially in the Antarctica and Arctic ice cap. But while impending environmental impact of rising temperatures may be the most tangible issue, sometimes there are other effects that are just overlooked. How about the effects on our pocketbooks that may be just as worrisome, according to guys like David Stuckey? Stuckey's an author of a new book called Climate Proof Your Personal Finances. He's published the Savvy Family Institute, which is an organization that he heads. He wrote this book. It's based where? Guess what? It's based in Rhode Island. Yeah. Now, this article, by the way, in case you're curious, was written in MarketWatch. And the author's a person named Carrie Paul, K-A-R-I, Carrie Paul. But I thought that was interesting when I was looking at it, that the issue of client-proofing your personal finances. You mean to tell me that this issue of global warming and environmental concerns may actually affect your pocketbook? The physical problems are going to affect relatively few people in America. A much broader number are going to experience these problems financially, according to Stuckey. The physical risks are there, and they are real, but the financial risks may be far greater, at least for this generation. A number of people, including the president, challenged the concept of climate change in whether it is actually caused by human activity. But more than 90% of scientists actually agree it is very, very real, and it is, in fact, caused by decisions that we humans make. The speed and degree to which climate change will affect us and what we will do to slow it is not really fully known, but we can begin taking some measures now to prepare for these issues financially. The Money Talk program is a financial program. This is what we talk about. How to make money, yes. How to make more money than these most conservative approaches, such as money market accounts or passbooks, yes. The CDs are in the same category. There are other ways to make more money, yes. Do you understand the risks of doing that? Because there are some. But that's what we talk about here on Money Talk as well. But talking about decisions that are made around us, some of them are not decisions you and I get to make. Sometimes they're simply decisions we have to watch for, evaluate, and respond to, or as I hope, to plan in advance for. Now, there's some things that you possibly could do, and we'll talk about them here on the Money Talk program, and we'll start out tonight. And among them is, number one, take a look at your budget. Now, granted, this is just part of financial planning anyway. From time to time, you should, in fact, take a close look and reevaluate the efficiency of the budget you're currently living on, the way you support your lifestyle. Climate change is going to send things like food and energy and water costs higher. How high? Again, there's a number of factors that will determine that, but they could go up quite a bit. And savvy consumers should, in fact, adjust your home budgets accordingly. That's according to the Brookings Institute, which is a research think tank in D.C. Incomes are expected to shrink, possibly by as much as 36% by the year 2100. Okay, so maybe that doesn't affect you and me, but maybe our children and grandchildren are going to be concerned about this. And by the way, and this is all due to climate change, not just some other, foolishness out of Washington. This may be issues we're dealing with because of what we don't do, not bad decisions in Washington, but decisions that represent short-sightedness. Millennials will bear the brunt of the economic effects of all this. Now, rising temperatures, the erosion of topsoil in farming states where we get our food from, erratic weather events, these are all expected to drive food costs up, who knows, between 3% and maybe, who knows, 80%. I'm not trying to be alarmist here, but 80% by the middle of the century, 2050. And that's like 32, 33 years away from now. So maybe for me, I'd have to live well into my 90s to have it become an issue. But, my children, this will be an issue for them. They'll be probably in their 70s or late 60s. And my grandkids, and they're here now, they're only going to be young adults right out of school, trying to find their first jobs, trying to build households of their own. Consider cutting back on some resource-intensive foods that are out there, resource-intensive foods, maybe like beef and other animal products, as well as buying produce from local farms to keep costs down. You may be able to do that, buying local produce as opposed to produce that has to be shipped in here, and then the cost of that shipping is added on to the food costs that you experience. Impending water shortages can affect the cost of natural gas and even sustainable energy in the coming years as well. Always some things to think about. Folks, you're listening to the Money Talk program. I'm Don Sowa, delighted to have you here listening on AM 790, looking at some of the effects and the cost to your pocketbook of the president's decision, at least at this point, to not be part of the Paris Accords dealing with climate control. We'll be right back.
It's time for Dunkin' Donuts Regional Traffic, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Say hello to the new frozen Dunkin' Coffee, real Dunkin' Coffee, blended frozen, creamy, and smooth. Try a small for $1.99. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
195 westbound. We got a breakdown in the left center lane by Broadway. That's got things backed up for a bit right now. Expect some slowdowns as they work to get that cleared out. After you get by there, you're okay into the split. 95 north and south, busy but moving through town right now. Not too bad as you approach in either direction. Coming in on 146, you're trouble-free all the way into the merge with 95. Coming in on 6, you're slow from Dean and Atwell's all the way into the merge with 95, especially if you're headed northbound. I'm Rich Teeter with your right now traffic.
Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149.
With Dr. Jim Wilkinson of Seascape Lawn Care, it's that time of year to be thinking about our lawn, thankfully. What should we be doing first, Jim?
Dan, simply rake up any debris such as large sticks or piles of leaves. Heavy raking or dethatching is not required, and an application of spring fertilizer and crabgrass control is the typical spring first application.
Jim, I really don't see crabgrass on my lawn until the summertime, so why do you apply a control during the springtime?
We have to apply crabgrass control as the crabgrass is germinating in the spring. If we fail to control it in the spring, once it is germinated and is established later in the season, it's very difficult, if not impossible, to control until the following season.
So how long do we have to make this crabgrass control application?
Most crabgrass control in southern New England generally should be applied before mid-May in order to be effective.
Call Seascape Lawn Care today at 1-800-294-LAWN or online at seascapeinc.com.
It's your car. You take it to people you trust.
Don't rebuild or what? Rip out your leg.
It's your finances. You want to go to the experts.
Cut your payments by 50%.
We've got to find a way to get out from under this debt.
We can help.
The National Foundation for Credit Counseling is a nonprofit organization that has been helping people for 60 years. Speak with a counselor today at 800-388-2227 or visit debtadvice.org. This is a public service campaign for the NFCC.
We've been angry.
We've been pressured.
We've been hopeless.
We've been lost.
We've been labeled.
We've been judged.
Let's face it, being a teen isn't easy. We know because we've been there. Check out reachout.com to hear teens share their own stories on how they've made it through tough times. Because we've been there, we can help each other.
We've been determined.
We've been inspired.
We've been acknowledged.
We've been there.
We can help us.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Inspire USA Foundation, and the Ad Council.
This is Money Talk with Dawn Sowa, exclusively on AM 790 Talk and Business.
And we welcome you back to the Money Talk program, everybody. Talking about, perhaps the cost to us of ignoring the environment, the cost of ignoring global warming and how it affects other areas. But there's also opportunity, and I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about that as well here on a Money Talk program. A 21-year-old college student graduating in the year 2015 is expected to actually probably lose, according to some of these statistics and these studies, about $126,000 of his or her lifetime income due to perhaps climate change. And the generation as a whole is expected to lose about almost $9 trillion in lifetime income. Now, that's a study from environmental advocacy organizations, NextGen Climate Found. The NextGen Climate found that these issues could affect future income. Now, this decrease is due to a number of climate change-related economic burdens, including stagnant wages and a lack of well-paying jobs and potential recession. As climate change transforms our environment, it's going to raise a number of new issues to take into account when you choose health insurances, for example. A large increase in things like pollen. Have you noticed there's a lot of pollen around lately, that yellow stuff floating around? It's caused by a warming planet. That could mean higher health respiratory issues for some people, especially those with allergies and asthma. Ragweed pollen season is now a month longer than it was in 1995. And sensitivity to ragweed expanded by around 15% in just the past 4 years, according to the research that's been done here. Not all insurance plans cover allergy tests or treatments. Though rarely fatal, the costs of these medical conditions add up. Allergy sufferers made more than 17 million doctor's visits a year. And asthma currently costs about $3,300 per person in medical expenses annually. That's according to Stanford Medicine. New weather patterns could result in more pathogens in city waters. more putting people at risk from various diseases. And consumers may also want to opt for a health plan that's has fairly generous mental health benefits, as the American Psychological Association predicts that climate disruption will in fact cause a steady increase in other mental health issues, including depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorders of one sort or another, suicide, and addiction. Okay, I'm not going to pretend to be an expert on all those things, but these are what the experts are telling us. Changing weather will have major effects on a number of industries. Agriculture can, in fact, and will probably be damaged in some areas of the country by drought, as well as high temperatures that make certain types of food-based products more difficult to plant and to grow. Commercial fishing will be potentially impacted negatively by rising sea levels. Warming may shrink some industries. Others will remain stable or even experience a boost, though. College students and soon-to-be graduates may want to actually choose a career path that's climate-proof. Construction work is expected to take on hundreds of thousands of workers as cities do build things that protect the cities, seawalls and climate-proofing of properties and homes. Miami plans to prevent flooding in the city, and New York City's post-Hurricane Sandy construction plans, which a recent study in a magazine called Nature said had made worse, you know, they said was made worse by climate change. For similar reasons, the real estate and moving industry, for example, is expected to see more opportunity as people seek to relocate to perhaps more client-safe cities and regions of the country. Even Donald Trump himself has recognized climate change, maybe not politically, but in his plans actually to build a seawall around a golf course that he's building and he owns in Ireland. Yeah, even the president, where if it's practical, will spend some money. Renewable energy resources like solar and wind, they're expected to grow over time, especially if government subsidizes those increases. Now, this new office trend lets you lie down. How about to work tech startup? There's these new desks that a desk that moves from standing to sitting to lying flat while you work. But will it catch up in workplace designs? Who knows? How about your investments? While the economy is expected to suffer overall as a result of climate change, according to a study from Nature magazine, a UK-based academic journal, some industries will stand to benefit from the warming conditions. So if you're looking to invest your money prudently, how about certain food areas like coffee? Coffee investors are already seeing benefits, for example. And the author Stuckey represents in his book, and he recommends purchasing perhaps mutual funds and exchange-traded funds and hedge funds that invest in water companies. There are a number of them out there. Do some research of your own. There's investments in clean energy, solar energy, nuclear even, as also a smart investments in a warming planet where other issues approach, you know, your concern. There's ways to make money even under difficult times. Most standard home insurance policies don't really cover flood damage. According to Insurance Information Institute, a nonprofit funded by the industry, the home is the biggest investment most people have, and consumers should take extra care to protect it from climate change. Now, if you live in flood zones, obviously that's a different situation. You're already dealing with the higher costs of that type of insurance. But check resources from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, that you can look online to see if your home is in a flood zone, and if so, protect it accordingly. Now, it's not just if you're down near the ocean or the water, or you know, if you are very, very close to rivers that end up being a feed area for water coming down from northern areas as those rivers overflow during unusual periods of high rain, you know, flooding may become an issue for you. You can start by buying perhaps flood insurance if you don't have it already, or improving drainage systems in your home. Homes can be built on stilts if it's appropriate. I'm not suggesting everybody do that, but or surrounded by waterproof fencing or, flood walls. Some homes are being built with the ability to actually float, interestingly enough, so they're safe from higher tides, like in some parts of New Orleans. We're already seeing technology in building being developed in those areas after Hurricane Katrina. Now, many of these problems may be avoided for the most part by moving to a less vulnerable or more climate-prepared city, a more climate-friendly area of the country. There's no one city that is the most climate change-proof, according to Stuckey, because they, you know, they vary largely based upon individual needs. But on his website, he hosts a tool that actually grades towns based on various climate-related issues and factors, including water access, flooding, other natural disaster risks, as well as economic safety nets for climate change issues. Another tool from software developer Bert Sperling ranks cities in order to determine the safety from natural disasters of one sort or another. Now, the most important thing that many of these authors and experts are suggesting is that you have to adapt. Look at what's happening. Understand what's happening around you. Don't be ignorant and don't be foolish. The effects of global warming, we feel, are going to be, you know, they're going to be there, but they may be highly localized. So that's where your homework comes in. One town may prove to be, because of its location and some other factors, completely immune to some of the problems that we're talking about, including flooding and things of that sort. And but unfortunately, its next-door neighbor may be in serious trouble. People need to start planning for these risks. I mentioned earlier on that some of this discussion is locally authored. As I mentioned, the gentleman, his name is Stookey, S-T-O-O-K-E-Y. These are basic consumer issues that you know that people should and will hopefully care about more and more going forward. Climate proofing of your finances for investment, climate proofing of your physical home. These are all things that really, really do matter. And there'll be more and more discussion on it as we have much more, as more useful information becomes available. We'll be looking to some of these local resources and some of these authors to give you information that you can use to create a more, environmentally friendly situation for your family moving forward. And of course, as I said, David Stookey, a local author, new book is called Climate Proof Your Personal Finances, published by Savvy Family Institute. Now, that's an organization apparently right here in Rhode Island dealing with these sorts of important issues. We'll give you more information as we get it. This is the Money Talk program. I'm Don Sowa. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for tuning in to AM 790. We are still your home of talking business. I'll be on tomorrow with the Get Back to Basics program. It's Tuesday right here on AM 790. So have a good evening.